crazy, cause I want you, baby. But you don't, so get out, get out, get out, get out.
Hey, what's up, kiddos? Welcome to Dave.
Hey, how's it going? It's Stephen Glickman.
Stephen Glickman. You forgot your name for a second, I think is what happened. Hey, and I'm Kate Quigley. Hi.
And this is Date Fails. How's everything? How you doing, Katie Cates?
I'm still here, still alive, still, you know, just out there trying to find a good man to put up in this business.
What is the matter with you?
I don't know, man. I've been going on a lot of dates lately. Actually, you'd be so proud of me because I'm getting a roster. I'm building my bench.
You're really?
Yeah, I have like 4 starters and 1 like backup, like a kicker.
Are you literally dating just a lot of sports people? Is that what's happening? Or are you a lot of athletes? Or?
Well, actually 2, but I don't know if I'd call it dating. Does it count as dating when you're not fucking yet? Am I allowed to say that? I forgot we're not swearing.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. Are you talking? I know that you're sometimes dating Terrell Owens. Are you guys
That's not true.
That's not happening anymore?
We just hung out a few times. People keep tweeting at me about him, thanks to you, by the way.
Well, because I keep telling everyone that Terrell Owens and you are
dating. And we're not, and we've never...
Who is Terrell Owens?
Terrell Owens. Terrell, by the way, not Terrell.
Terrell?
Terrell Owens. He's a former NFL football player, and we're just friends.
Yeah.
Very much so.
They're a little more than... They might be more than friends.
Listen, the truth is we hung out a few times, and I'm just not... I don't feel the heat.
Okay, they played tennis together. Wait, we should introduce our guests on the show, but just very quickly. They played tennis together a couple times, and maybe something else. I don't know. No. And I'm trying to start a rumor.
Like actual tennis?
They actually play real tennis. Not like Wii tennis.
I just want to say...
No, I was...
They play a lot of naked Wii... Terrell Owens and Kate Quigley play a lot of naked Wii tennis.
Tennis, and I just want to say for the record
balls and rackets.
Yes.
Balls involved.
A lot of balls. And I whooped his ass, P.S., every time.
Yeah, and he was not stoked on it. And he
doesn't
hasn't
like
taken
losing.
Her out for an actual dinner, which I feel weird about.
That's why we haven't hooked up.
So we've never hooked up. Just played tennis together?
We seriously just have played tennis together.
That's not dating.
That's P.E.
Thank you.
That's P.E.
That's what I'm saying. Here's what happened, okay? We hung out. He told me that he doesn't like to go out for dinner and stuff because too many people come up to him and say hi and like recognize him. So I think that's his cop out way of like not taking girls on dates. But he's like, but you can come over anytime. So pretty much like it's an open invite to come over.
I've got to use that.
Yeah, you do.
Oh,
yeah,
I can't take you on dates because just too many people could, you know, they just fallen over me.
He told me, but you can come over, baby. He did tell me that we could go to lunch, just not dinner.
Oh, man.
Is he more recognizable in the
evening?
Yeah,
he's more recognizable at night, apparently.
More recognizable at night.
Yeah, it's just...
He's Batman,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah.
All right, now that we're talking about superheroes, let me introduce my guest. We're talking about superheroes. We have Spider-Man here, guys. Ultimate Spider-Man from the TV show, Drake and Josh from all sorts of amazing things you've done with your career. Ladies and gentlemen, Drake Bell is here.
Yeah.
Hey.
Woo!
Hey.
How are you there?
Hey now.
Drake, you're wearing a very nice t-shirt and you're showing off the guns and you've got some tats. You've got some serious tats.
I like it.
Yeah, I have a lot of tats.
How many tattoos do you have?
At least 40.
Like 20?
What are they? Let's go through some of these tattoos because, you know, ladies really like tattoos.
We love tattoos.
I don't know. I don't know.
You got a lightning bolt. You got Mickey Mouse's face.
I like all the sailing. Yeah, I see a sailboat.
I have a sailboat. I have an elephant man guy. I've got a John Lennon thing. Stray Cat, TCB from Elvis, Sun Record. This is boring. You can't see this on the radio.
No. It's very interesting. Have you dated women that have tattoos?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you prefer women that have tattoos or not?
I don't know if it would be a preference, but yeah. Tattoos are rad, yeah.
Yeah, no, tattoos are pretty cool.
Yeah.
I slept with a girl once who had a spider tattoo on her neck.
Are you into that? Yeah.
That was a true story. true story. We went out and we had a wonderful time together, and then I ran into her a couple days later in the mall, And she had her kids with her, and it was
she had a spider tattoo.
She had a giant black
like a
widow spider
one.
On that might be a red flag. If
that's
you have
a huge
black,
red flag.
Is
yes,
that what it is?
Definitely.
If you have a black widow spider tattooed on your neck,
is that the red flag, or is it that she had? Did you know about the kids?
I didn't know about I didn't know about the kids.
You ran into her at the mall. And she had her kids with her, and
she had her
did
kids.
She introduce you as
she was
the
like,
guy she hooked up with the
she
other
was like,
day?
This
or?
Is the guy I hooked up with. This is the guy who mommy slept
Here's
with the other
your
night.
New
this
daddy.
Is why mommy has a spider tattooed on her neck. Because of this man.
That's hilarious.
Absolutely terrifying.
I don't know. I think it's a slippery slope, though. You know, like, tattoos on girls. If it's just, like, the tramp stamp or something, yeah. then it's not. But if you if she's, like, sleeved and it's, like, some suicide girl kind of thing, then it's
then
it's
can
badass.
Be kind of hot. Yeah.
That's cool. Hot. Yeah. I like that.
Have you ever seen
but
anybody?
If it's just, like, oh, man, if she gets a couple beers in her, she's going to be a hassle. You know, yeah. like
what?
You can tell tattoos give that definitely give that away. You're like, oh, she's just gonna be a nightmare by the end of the night.
Is that yeah. what a tramp stamp indicates?
Oh, absolutely.
She's gonna be a hassle.
She's gonna be like out the sunroof. By
oh
the end
god,
of the night. Like
that's, so
oh, that's that one.
I've
but if
always
she's got,
wanted
but if she's
it.
Got like, but if she's got like sleeves, you're like, oh shit, if something happens tonight, she can totally. She's got my back.
Yeah, know? She can throw down.
Yeah,
she's
totally.
Carrying a knife on her.
Exactly.
I feel kind of left out because I feel like now everyone has tattoos and I don't have any, and I feel kind of like it's. So hot girls that have tattoos that I want to get one, but I can't even commit to like a purse for a season. Like I don't know how to pick one. How
yeah,
do you know?
It's tough. And then what I mean, your first one is always like, oh man, what am I gonna get? I'm gonna think about it. Oh, it's gonna be this thing. And then by 20 you're just like, oh, you're gonna go get a tattoo? Yeah, I'll go with you. What are you gonna get? I don't know. That dolphin's cool on your shirt. Put it right here. You know, like
wow,
really?
Like, yeah, you know, it kind of just becomes that. Yeah.
I just
know how depressed I get when I get like a bad haircut. So I'm so terrified that if I wasn't happy with my tattoo, I might like kill myself or something. Like I don't know
yeah,
what would happen.
You definitely get tattoos. You definitely have tattoos you like and tattoos you don't like, but they just become a part. I don't know.
Yeah, my girlfriend doesn't have any tattoos.
Yeah,
like not anything. And she doesn't even have her ears pierced. Like she's
right.
No piercings,
nothing.
No tattoos, and she did a show on Adult Swim,
yeah.
and they covered her from her neck down to her toes with over 100 tattoos.
Hot. So
all
you had, like,
fake, sealed
it's like
in.
Role playing night.
Yeah.
That's ooh. Awesome.
She came home and she was like, listen, I don't want you guys to get too excited. I was like, get in the bed. Get in the bed.
I love
you
it.
You no longer get to go outside. And I just locked her into the room and just I wouldn't.
Just until they wore off.
Until they wore off. I helped wear them off. They
I
were
like
wonderful.
It. I think you probably.
It was a wonderful thing.
I'm proud of you.
Do you have any tattoos?
I don't, but I'm one of those. Well, I'm a neurotic Jew, so like
yeah,
I
yeah,
want one,
yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm like I don't know what you get if this is a thing, and
yeah,
then you put it, and then
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
well, what if later I'm don't like it? You know? I should just get Woody Allen's face tattooed on my body. I don't know. I love tattoos, but I just kind of would want one that's like, I don't know. I think I would be too nervous about it. Like, I have a friend, a very, very sweet friend who I care about a great deal, who's been on a bunch of television and things, and he has three of the worst tattoos I've ever seen in my life.
Really? What
yeah.
are they?
He has a cowboy boot.
Okay.
And it's like an orange.
But it's not a cool cowboy boot.
No, it's like a crappy
that
cowboy
could be cool.
boot. Yeah, yeah, that could be cool.
Yeah.
He has a shitty cowboy boot on his arm. It's not a good looking cowboy boot. It's a very, it's not like a cool, like styled, you know, the drawing of it. It's like a bad, it's like a picture of a cowboy boot. It's not a great cowboy boot. And it's like orange. It's weird. And then he also has a picture of his dog's face, but he. Honestly, has an ugly dog. So he just has like
an ugly dog face.
An ugly dog face. And it's weird looking.
It's creepy. That's
yeah.
creepy.
Yeah,
I dated
good.
A guy that had the tribal like the tribal things around his biceps, which apparently now I've heard is like the sign of douchebag, which I didn't think because I thought it was kind of hot. But then he decided he wanted to get them covered up. So what he did is he didn't know what he wanted. So he just had them covered up with like black bars. So now he just has these huge, I mean, I'm talking like 4-inch wide black,
yeah,
solid black
bars. I've
seen
guys that just cover their whole arm because they're over it. I'm like, they go to doc. You can get them removed.
Just get it taken off.
Yeah,
it
you can get
so
them removed.
Weird.
Do you know
black
what year
arm,
we're in?
Though.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I've had tattoo removed. It's no big deal.
It's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
A friend of mine has tattoos from his knee up that are all just friend tattoos that his friends give him because he's a tattoo artist in Hawaii. And There was one time we were sitting on the beach, and he's like, "Dude, you can tattoo me." I'm like, "No way." So I went. So he got all his gear, and we went over to the house, and I totally tattooed a Mickey Mouse on him. Yeah.
Do you know what you're doing?
No, absolutely.
He just handed
not.
You a needle, and he's like,
and
"Go
some
crazy."
Gloves. I mean, you know, it wasn't.
Oh, there were gloves involved.
Yeah,
so it's fine.
Yeah, it was fine. It was
wow.
fine. And I'd never. There's, I have videos of it, and there's a lot of like, "Oh, sorry, man. Oh, man. Oh, oops. Oh, man. Oops, sorry, dude."
That's so funny.
Yeah, it's great.
That's hysterical. Yeah. I never forget when Carlos Pena from Big Time Rush, he got a tattoo of like, it was like a circuit board tattoo, like one of those like where it looks like your skin's cut open, but there's like a circuit board. And I remember seeing it and being like, "What are you doing?
That's horrible.
You nerd. That's, what
like
is
he's
that?
A robot?
He's a robot.
At least
inside.
It fits his personality, though. It's something.
No, it doesn't fit his personality. He's a sweet guy. But I was like, what is this? What do you, oh, you're a robot. Are you
he's
a robot?
Cyborg.
He's a sweet
a
nerd. So wait, Drake, I'm curious. Now, you came in here with a girl. Is that your girlfriend? Are you single? What's your story?
Yeah. We're hanging out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. Right. I hope it's a soundproof room. We're hanging out. That's such a guy answer. I was just talking about this with someone last night, how like guys don't ask.
No, that's a professional answer.
Oh, is
that's,
that
yeah,
what
that
is?
How you do it professionally.
Yeah.
Guys don't ask you out anymore. They say, "Do you want to hang out?" I'm trying to figure out what that means. Like when a guy says, "Hey, we should hang out this week," that just basically is code for sex, right?
Everything is code for sex. I mean, they get you have to figure, I mean, you haven't figured this out. It's
no.
Like, hey, do you want to grab some coffee? Sex. Do you want to, yeah, I mean, do you want to grab lunch? Sex. Do you want to grab dinner? Sex. I mean, it's like.
It's all code for sex. Yeah.
Hangout is yeah. code for I'd like to hang my penis in your.
What?
Nothing. I'm trying to keep this episode clean.
I would like
it's
to
impossible
hang out. I would
me.
Like to hang out. That's what basically was what we're saying is I would like you to come over and I would like to hang out.
Yeah. I would yeah. like to hang it all out.
It all out. Exactly.
I'd like it all to hang out.
You're really cute, Drake. I didn't know what to expect, honestly, because I don't watch a lot of TV, and so I haven't seen the Nickelodeon show that you were on, but I was expecting you to look like, you know, like a young boy band member. And you're really, you look like the dirty boy band member that you'd like hook up with.
Like more Rolling Stones, less
yeah.
Beatles.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Sure, man.
It's good.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah,
how like long that. Was that show on? How long was Drake and Josh on?
About 20, I don't know. We only did 4 episodes. We only did 56 episodes. I mean, 4 seasons, 56 episodes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That how it's old were you?
Very, it's crazy. We did 2004 we started and we were done in 2000. Oh, well, I guess we did 2 movies. So we were done in like 2008.
How old were you?
15 to like 20.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. That's the age of ages
oh,
to
yeah.
be on a show.
15 to 20, oh, yeah. you're just like, so wait, guys yeah. kind of start getting
actually,
into-
any age is the age to be on a show.
Yeah, there's no bad
yeah.
age.
So, yeah, yeah, no, but you know what?
It'd be
we,
great to,
we interviewed a guy, I'm not going to say who it is, but we interviewed a fellow a little while ago who was very, very young when he was in
yeah,
movies
yeah, yeah,
and very young when he was in television, and it was very difficult for
yeah.
him, like dating-wise or finding, because like, if you're 15 to 20 and you're on
you're,
a series,
yeah,
prime,
leading
prime.
Up!
Yeah.
But I have a question about this, because you were on Nickelodeon, which is like predominantly like a children's network, so, I mean, what happens, because you're a horny teenage boy, you're famous, you must have had like just tons of girls that like wanted to hook up with you, but then it probably looks bad in the media if you get this reputation of
or
like
if you're just hooking up with fans.
So what
or...
did you do?
oh boy. What did I do? I don't, you know, I just hung out.
Oh my God.
Did you
hung out?
What, like, okay, listen, I'm not gonna I just of you or you or Josh on the show.
Yeah.
Did either of you guys kind of have like a revolving door where you kind of had people, like girls would come over and they'd hang out in the room?
What's, no. I mean, like it's not, okay, here's
no,
the
no,
thing.
No. Did you have like.
It was like, it's like being the most, I mean, I guess it's like being the most popular guys in high school. So yeah, I mean, you know, people, I mean, yeah, I mean, the girls were cool.
On Big Time Rush, it was very obvious, like on that show, who was having ladies to their dressing room. It was Kendall would have a girl to his
well,
dressing
okay,
room and he'd
I wouldn't
play
say,
a little guitar
I wouldn't
for
say that. Okay,
you know?
All right. I wouldn't say that Josh and I would like have like just chicks like revolving through our dressing rooms and stuff. But I mean, yeah, I mean, we had a lot of it was also a storyline of the show that so we had a lot of like girl guest stars and things like that. And,
oh yeah.
I mean, I dated some of them and hung out with some. I don't know.
That's cool, man. That's very cool. Yeah. Was he dating a lot?
I don't know, man.
Was
I don't want someone to listen to this and be
you
like...
You don't sound like a douche. You sound Look, you're a famous teenage boy. I mean, any guy that could hook up with tons of chicks would hook up with tons of chicks. You know, it's not like a bad thing.
No,
I mean, right?
Do you?
No,
I mean,
it's fun.
Do you feel like... Like to be okay,
just
so,
kidding.
So
it's
like,
the American dream.
On our show, Kendall would have like a girl in, he'd play the guitar for her. That was his move.
Yeah, I mean that would be definitely my move.
Yeah,
I mean,
is that your move?
It helped that I played guitar. Yeah.
Sometimes
trifecta.
If James had a girl that would come over, it would be like quiet time with James. Like he would sit with them, they'd talk, maybe they'd go for a nice long walk around the place. But there was like he was very, very, like, he didn't want to, like, have girls and be, like, making out with girls in his dressing room. Logan had girls all the time, coming and going out of there. He was dating girls left and right. And Carlos was in relationship after relationship after.
If you want to know what it's like, maybe you should ask, like the guy, like Jonathan, who played the dad on the show or something, and then you'll get like this perspective.
I don't want
of it. You know
I don't
what I
want
mean?
It in the dirty
that's
way.
Maybe we
hilarious.
Were. No. I'm saying maybe we were, but I'm not gonna like sit here and be like, yeah, man, I had chicks coming in and out of my dressing room. And
right.
We were, you know, I mean, I'm a gentleman. Of course, I wasn't.
But
doing
you don't
that.
Kiss
that
and
tell.
Move where you, would you play guitar for like a girl, or would you like? Would you like?
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, it helped that I played guitar. I mean, yeah, I mean, that,
like, but what was Josh doing? Was Josh like being like
magic?
Like magic?
Is that his thing? He does magic.
You know, he would do magic tricks.
Shut up.
He would.
God.
No, actually, that's a joke. But that's a joke. But actually, Josh is really good at magic.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah, yeah. But no. Josh would just be Josh. He's a funny. He's a cool, funny cat. So you know, like. Yeah, I don't know.
Did you guys get along pretty good? Would you guys?
Yeah, totally.
That's thank God for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we've seen what it looks like when two co-stars don't get along.
Especially recently. But yeah, I mean, we definitely had. I mean, we were like real brothers, you know. I mean, we definitely we've known each other since we were 12 years old. So even before Drake and Josh, we worked on a show called The Amanda Show, and even before that, we'd done stuff for Nickelodeon before. And
that was on you guys did the Amanda Bynes show together.
Yeah, we were basically the Tim Conway, Harvey Korman of the Caribbean, you know.
That's
sort of,
amazing.
Yeah.
Dude, because she was discovered so young.
Yeah,
too.
Tiny, tiny.
Good.
And so we've known each other forever. So growing up, I mean, we definitely had, you know, the times on set where you're just like, ah, meh.
Of course.
You know, just, but that's like brother
of course.
Crap. You know?
Yeah.
It's not
yeah,
like
yeah.
You're gonna be like, you know, but we always, you know, in the end, we always got along, and we're still friends, and we keep in touch.
Totally separate, but Kate, did you ever see, you know, Amanda Bynes is?
Of course.
Right. Did you know that, did you ever see her do stand-up?
No.
You know, that's how she got started, was doing stand-up at the age of like...
Like nine or something, yeah.
She got discovered doing stand-up at 9 years old by Nickelodeon. They discovered her doing stand-up.
Where?
She was doing it like the Improv and the Laugh Factory.
No way.
And by the way... Hysterical.
Well, any
crushing.
Nine, of course.
But like, not like I've actually gone to the Improv when they've had like the kid camps and kids get up and they perform stand up,
yeah.
And it's mostly garbage. And like, it's fine sometimes,
right.
But
she was actually really funny.
Sometimes it's crap. Sometimes it's really funny.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get guys like Matt Rife
Matt's great.
Is amazing.
Yeah.
And very young and insanely funny.
Well, that's how Josh was. I mean, when Josh was, you know, 10, 11 years old. You know, we would watch videos, you know, videos of his stand up, and he's a little kid and he was hysterical. I mean, he was writing all of his stuff too. It wasn't like he was, you know, going up and doing an impersonation of, you know, Don Rickles or something. He was actually, it was all his own material. And, you know, he'd do stuff about his grandma and about his mom and about all this stuff. And it was hysterical.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's super funny. I haven't met him, but I'm a fan.
Yeah, he's
really
a cool
fan
dude.
Of his stuff. Yeah, that's rad. So here's I got a couple quick questions for you. When you're seeing somebody, how far into like their stuff, like their thing that they're into. How far into it do you feel like you should get, you should go?
Like their interests. Like, yeah, if you're like dating if you're... a chick that's into magic, how into magic do you get?
Well, I love magic, so I'd be super into it.
But like, for example, you're a fan of Disneyland, right?
Yes.
Like you're a fan of Disney. So like if you're like, how important is that to you in a relationship?
They have to get a pass. They have to become upset. I mean, I go constantly. So usually what happens is people who I date, just all of a sudden people are like, why are they going? When did they become obsessed with Disneyland? Because their Facebook just becomes all Disneyland stuff. Their Instagram just becomes them at Disneyland. And that's just kind of how it works. Yeah.
But
I don't know if somebody was like is into ice skating, if I would be like, yeah, let's go ice skating every day, you know?
Like, has that happened to you?
My interest is way cooler than ice skating. So mine wins.
Obviously, right. No, definitely. But you would probably try ice skating. If you were dating somebody who was super into ice skating, you would try ice skating.
Sure.
But if you're.
Or if she was into magic, you know, like go take her to the Magic Castle or do something. Yeah. I mean, you definitely don't want to be like completely egocentric and just like do everything that you. Let's do everything you want to do, you know?
No, you don't want that.
What is your current girl into? Is she into stuff that's...
Just whatever I'm into.
Hilarious. That's it.
No, for real, though. Is there stuff that she was into that you weren't into that you kind of have to, like, find ways of being interested in?
No, not really, actually.
Was there just a lot of stuff that you guys had in common?
Yeah. I mean, we were just kind of, like, into the same stuff, yeah.
How did you guys meet?
I was doing a diving show, and then my coach that I was working with, his daughter started to come and hanging out, and it was a friend. This is a complicated situation. It's a friend of a friend.
Friend
of a friend
of a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you? Okay,
we just met on 4th of July one day.
You just met on 4th of July, yeah. And then what was your
not
first?
Not this 4th of July, but a 4th of July.
Oh, so you've known each other a while.
Yeah.
And how did you, what was your first date? Did you take her on a date?
I don't know. I don't know.
Do you take a girl to
I don't know. We went bowling, but that was like all of us as friends. I don't know. I don't know what our first date was.
Did you take her for dinner like early on to the...
He feels all this pressure. Are you trying to avoid telling us that you like just hooked up right away and you didn't really have to take her out? Because I get the feeling that's what's going on. Yeah, that's fine. We're not judging her or you. God bless her. She managed to do
it was magnetic.
Aww.
Well, that's awesome.
No, yeah, I mean, it was, I don't know.
I've seen you guys together.
She's here, and she's listening, which is why he's squirming very hard in his seat right now.
Like, look, I mean, I've seen you guys together. You guys are, like, attached to the hip, and she is, like, she's super into you, so.
Yeah, she's super,
she's super hot, too. Yeah. Nice work.
Thank
Good
you.
Job. Yeah.
Well, she's not doing too bad herself, you know.
Hey.
Oh, right. Of course. I'm so sorry.
I'm just kidding.
Do you guys live together, or are you guys?
No.
You don't live together.
I had a situation happen where right when me and my lady started seeing each other, she'd be like, "Hey," she's like, "Hey, do you want to go with me home to Michigan?" And like, and I was like, yeah, I guess so. We went back to Michigan for like 5 days. I swear to you, that 5 days has no 5 days has ever been as long as those 5 days.
I thought you were going to be like, it's awesome.
It was the most like unbelievably bizarro. It was wonderful, but it was also totally bizarre because we did stuff that I don't do at all here. It was like I shot a crossbow. All right. Not I'm like in a store, you know, not at somebody. Like I tested one out, you know, and then I caught a bat in a pickle jar. Caught a bat.
Huh?
An actual bat was in this guy's house next to one of the places we were staying at. And her friend was like, "Hey, you want to go help me catch a bat in a pickle jar?" And I was like, "Hell yeah, I want to help you catch." You know, and we caught one. We also I saw a dead bear. That happened.
This
guy had killed a bear and then he had it in his garage. And I got to see it, and it was terrifying. We went hiking, and that was kind of awful.
This sounds awesome.
We went.
Actually, it does sound kind of awesome.
It was kind of amazing.
How was it a bad trip?
It wasn't bad. It was a good trip, but it was like super, super intense. Just like I had never experienced.
Right. Because
it was so many things I don't normally do.
That sounds kind of great.
We went kayaking, and it was like I didn't know what the hell was going on. We went fishing. All sorts of things were happening, but it was stuff
In five days you did all this?
5 days. And we traveled up and down.
It sounds like a reality show.
Down to like the bottom of Michigan, all the way up to Lake Michigan. We drove all over the place.
Was this on the History Channel?
It should have been.
It's like an episode of Jew in Michigan.
That's what it should have been called. But the best part was at the end of the whole trip, I went and did the morning show in Detroit, like the Detroit morning show. And I just told them, like, I just blurted out everything that had just happened. And I was like, I realized something. There are only two kinds of guys in Michigan. Guys that have guns that shoot other guys and guys that have guns that shoot bears.
My God.
And that's it. There's nothing else. There's no other kind of guy.
They must have loved that.
They loved it. They thought it was hysterical.
Oh, that's so funny.
But it was. Detroit is Michigan's a tough place.
Yeah,
Detroit's
it is.
Tough. It's a
right?
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yo, I have a question from a fan. I actually posted for people to send us questions. So I think this is an interesting one. This is from @DOregon1 on Twitter. So he says, I feel like women in today's world hate getting dressed up and acting like a lady. Why do you think that is? I just want to know how you guys feel about this. Do you feel like women don't do that anymore?
Well, I think it depends on the situation. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think guys don't do it. I think that's the one thing that's bothered me. Like, I go out and you go out and you see girls and they're all dressed up and they look great. And then these guys look like they just rolled out of bed with their t-shirts and their hair is all messed up. I'm like, what do you think you're going to attract like that? I mean, I don't know. Like, that's what I notice. I don't know.
But what about that with women, though? How do you guys feel like, okay, this is a great question for women. What do you want a woman to look like on a first date? Because this is a huge thing. When girls go out on dates, it's like you don't want to look too sexy because you don't want to set the guy's bar too high. Like, you're going to look like that all the time. But then you also don't want to look too schlubby. I always tell women to dress way down so that anytime you look hot in the future, the guy's like really happily surprised.
That's why Disneyland's a great first date, because you want to look cute at Disneyland, but you also, it's like it's a hot day, so you're not gonna completely do yourself up, but you're gonna wanna look cute for Disney. So it's like I think it's like a perfect like middle ground.
Well,
you know?
Drake and his girlfriend and me and my girlfriend and some other folks, we went to the Magic Castle for dinner. And at the Magic Castle,
you gotta dress up.
Yeah, you gotta get all though.
If I've showed up wearing sneakers but wearing a really nice suit, and they were like, go home.
Yes.
They literally told me to go home. I went home and had to get another pair of shoes to come back.
Yeah.
Like, that's a good experiment.
My buddy was there. My buddy showed up, and he looked great. I mean, he had a vest, his jacket, everything. But he had jeans on. But they were black jeans. And they were like, sir, you come with us. And they gave him a pair of pants to wear the whole time he was there.
Wow.
Yeah. He had to wear
and
somebody else's pants?
Yeah, he's like, dude. He's like, man, I don't wear underwear, man.
Oh,
he's like, I'm just walking around here, man.
He was doing his own magic trick.
Yeah, he's like, I don't have any underwear on, man, but these are comfortable.
Oh my God! But what if the last?
they were like, terrible. You know, they're.
Oh God!
What if the last guy didn't have underwear on in those either? Do you think they launder them between patrons?
Of course not.
Oh,
they have to be ready.
Oh my God!
They have to be ready right now.
So, Glickman, but would you? You wouldn't take a girl on a first date to the Magic Castle, would you?
No, but. You know what? No, I mean, maybe.
I took all the
big dates that I had when I was doing the show. I would take girls almost every single time. I would take them to like a very fancy place right up front. First date, I would
go
fancy. Because to me,
that's how I am.
You get to see how they act. You get to see how a girl acts in a fancy situation. Because that to me sometimes is like a big tell of like if you're in a fancy restaurant and a girl is like, yeah, I'm gonna get chicken wings, you know, then you're maybe this could be dangerous. If I brought her to a wedding, she'd be a nightmare.
But at the same time, what if you take her, you know, what if you take her to Disneyland and it's all hot outside she's like, I'm just kidding. But what if you take her somewhere where you know it's like, you know, she needs to be the opposite of somewhere that, you know, someone in a nice restaurant where it would be more like, oh, you know,
like a NASCAR race,
or
like,
yeah, something, or yeah, or like camping or something. Not camping in yes! the state, but I'm saying something in something in nature, something where if she, you know, she's outside, she's like, eh, it's hot outside. Oh, I don't like to do that. Oh, I'm getting dirty.
See,
oh,
that's
this
what I'm
what
saying.
Oh, this, couldn't you have taken me to a nice restaurant? You know, kind
of. I don't want to take a girl on a first date to like
Home Depot,
Sizzler. Or
no,
like,
but I mean, what if your first
Subway.
Date? What if what? Well, does
I've
your,
done that.
Do your though. Dates always have to involve food?
Yes.
Yes.
No, I mean,
you're quick, man.
So hungry.
I mean, I could take her to breakfast or lunch or dinner or to, for a snack. Or
snack.
I really
or
like the
movies
for
popcorn.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
But no, I mean, like, what if your first date was something like, you know, what if it was Halloween?
What, am I
and you
take
did
her to a karate
was...
class? What is this blind date back in the 90s? You remember when they used to do that?
Oh my God, that was the best show ever. They would always... just they would just get wasted, and it was like noon. They'd be like stumbling to the limo.
It's like some off. We're gonna go. We're gonna learn how to sumo wrestle.
I
today.
Love that.
Like what? That's something I like. I'm gonna take you to a bow and arrow archery range. I don't know. I have never taken a girl.
Have you ever put pottery in a kiln?
I love that idea, though. I like that. I like dates at the beach.
Your first date's like Color Me Mine.
That's
we're going to paint pottery.
I have never, ever done that.
I like dates at the beach. I like to go to the beach on a date because I can see the guy's body right away and make sure he's not hairy, make sure he's not... Like, I like to see what I'm working with. I'm very into bodies.
I'm anti that one.
Why?
Because then the girl has to see my body, and then she has to...
You have a perfect body. What are you talking about?
I have a shirt on, honey.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That one time I was dating this guy, I kind of liked him. He was cool. We'd been out on like 3 dates. I was feeling it. And then we went to the beach. And oh my God, when I saw him with his shirt off, game over. He had more back hair than I'd ever seen. And I was like, I can't. I just couldn't do it. And that was it. The second he took his shirt off, I was like, why didn't I bring him here on date one? Why didn't I bring him here? From now on, I take every guy to the beach by date number two.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that seems like that would be a. I don't go to dates on the beach. I'll walk the beach. I'll walk the beach, but I don't want to get mistaken for a beach dwell. Oh, guys, it's sad, but
you
it's
have
true.
A hot girlfriend.
Yeah,
you're
no,
fine.
No, no,
yeah,
we don't
not
go.
Even fair.
We don't do the beach. We don't do the beach, but we'll go and do like other. Well, I like doing dates with her after, you know, we've been together for a while. Like I like doing stuff with her. Like we'll go shopping, go walk. We'll go places where we walk for a long period of
sure.
time. That's nice. Go
like,
to Melrose.
Was your first date you with know. Terrell tennis?
If you call that a date, yeah.
But so that was your first.
That was our first time hanging out. We played tennis.
Okay.
Well, that was how we
so
found
would you
common
take a
ground.
Girl to play tennis.
Actually,
on
wait.
Your first
can I just
date?
Say that I actually
have a tennis court at my place, so I could just say, "Why don't you just come over to my place and we'll play tennis together?"
I've actually had many
come on over,
first
we'll play
tennis,
some tennis
dates.
Together.
I've had a few that have ended in sex.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, not the day.
You're playing tennis wrong. Because it's supposed to be ball to racket, not ball to
I'm just saying,
bed.
Like, a lot of guys will ask me to play tennis as a date because they know I play. And so that's their way to like, oh, I play too. We should play sometime. And then we will. And then if that's fun, then they'll be like, let's get lunch after. And then we get lunch after. And then that's kind of how it ends up being like a dating situation.
That's kind of interesting. Yeah.
Tennis
works. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think going to the movies is a good first date. I think
horrible.
It's
awful.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Unless it's dinner in a movie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Then you have to sit together. You know what?
It's awkward.
Especially if it's a movie is bad, then you get blamed. The guy gets blamed, by the way, for
and
whoever bought the tickets.
Yeah.
You get blamed for the bad movie.
And if there's a lot of sexual tension and you haven't hooked up yet, then it gets dark and the lights are out. And then all I can think about is like how bad I want to just be hooking up with that person. And then it's weird.
You're watching like the end of a Bond film with your first date. You're just like, this is not okay.
Yeah.
No, it's
terrible. I thought Christmas
that's
only came once a year. No, no, no.
Oh, that's so
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, that's pretty terrible. Did you, quick, have you ever dated any celebrity type people? Anybody that was kind of famous?
Or dated them?
Like where you hooked up with them. Oh, yeah.
Whatever you want to call it
have you
is
ever
fine.
Hooked up with anybody
not,
kinda...
not really. I am. Not really. No. I mean, I guess I've dated people who've become not that like were famous like when we were hanging out, but that have like become.
Do you ever make famous. Out with Amanda Bynes? Oh shit!
Oh wow! Really?
Did you guys hook up? Did you date?
No, I mean you don't have to. You're not even saying yes.
We were kids. We couldn't. We weren't hooking up. We were kids on that show.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bynes.
But there are catwalks up there.
Wow.
Oh no. I don't know how. No, come on. I can't say anything like that.
No,
we
were.
No, of course not. Of course we didn't.
Of course they didn't.
What about? All right, here. Let's ask one more, and then we gotta. I think we have to. We have to go. What is the best date you've ever been on?
There still hasn't been a great one. Going on 33 and haven't had a good one yet.
Give me a good one, Kate.
Okay. Best date
of your life. One of the best dates.
Actually, one of the most fun dates I've ever been on was just this guy. We met up for happy hour. We went and got drinks in Santa Monica. And then it was a first date, actually, but it was like the best first date ever. We had drinks. We were having so much fun. We went to Santa Monica Pier and we bought the All You Can Ride pass at Santa Monica Pier. And then we like rode all the rides like kids. Like we rode all the rides. We played like the games where you throw the basket. I'm a really big fan of like carnival games and like just doing stuff that's like fun and goofy. We played arcade games. I think we played like Dance Dance Revolution. Like we just goofed around, but we had so much fun. We laughed so much. We got a little drunk. It was like a total aphrodisiac and we just had a really great time. And then we ended up hooking up, actually. It's the only time I've ever hooked up with a guy on a first date.
Wow. Really?
And I think it's because we just laughed so much. It was like we made, like, it was so fun and we were acting so stupid. And it's just like, it was great.
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah. I had probably one of the best dates of my life I was feeling real depressed. Uh-huh. I was having a really bad day.
Yeah.
I was at the Comedy Store on Sunset and I was just hanging out and not feeling. I had just lost a gig and I was just really just there to have a beer and just kind of relax and was not feeling stoked. And my girl called me and she was like, "Hey, what's going on?" I was like, "Look, I'm not having a good day. I'm just feeling real shitty. I'm not in the mood to hang out." And she was like, "Well, can I come over to the Comedy Store?" And I was like, "No, like I want to be alone. I'm feeling really depressed and unhappy." And then got off the phone with her, and one of the guys at the club was like, "Hey, do you want to go on next?" And I was like, "Yeah, I guess so." And so I went up on stage. I had a great set, and I finished the set. I got off stage, and my girlfriend had snuck in the back and was sitting in the back of the room, like hiding under her sweater, like watching me perform. And I was like, it was so great because she watched me have a great set. And then she was like, I heard you were feeling bad, so I thought I'd come down. And then we went across the street to that restaurant at the Sunset Tower place. And we went to that restaurant there and we had dinner together and it was really incredible. But it made me feel like I was like, I had like a good team, like a team.
That's awesome. Like
strong team. What about you, Drake? Tell us your best date.
Oh, my best date. I don't know if it was a date, but, yeah, I mean, we were going to go to hang out in Big Sur, like Northern California, for the night. And we ended up going, "Oh, well, let's camp. Let's, like, grab some stuff and camp, you know." And so we ended up camping. And it ended up, we were supposed to just go for Friday night and come back Saturday. And then it turned into this 17-day excursion all the way through Oregon and Washington, and we were going to go to Canada, but we forgot it. We didn't plan it, so we didn't have our passports. But we ended up going, stopping and meeting people at bars and ending up staying at their places, going to, you know, amazing hotels, the next day being in like some crazy bed and breakfast, the next day like camping out in the middle of the woods, and just kind of went on this whole kind of Jack Kerouac.
You just raised the bar for like every guy ever. Like you're your best date ever went from one night to 17 day adventure.
It was crazy. Wow. We actually used a map. We just threw our phones in the trunk of our car, and we just were like, "Okay, next we're going here. Okay, we're going here next." There was a point where I'd lost my keys in the middle of the woods while we were unpacking, and I couldn't find the keys anywhere. And so that night we were like, she was really cool. So she's like, "Look, we could either freak out all night and ruin the time we have here, and then tomorrow still be in the same boat we're in right now, or enjoy the night and then worry about this tomorrow morning because we're going to be in the same boat."
Oh, that's great.
So I was like, okay, you're right.
Yeah.
So we like made a fire. We all this stuff, hung out all night. Then you know, cooked on the fire, like all in the middle of the woods. You know, all this stuff, and made, you know, wine, and had our ukuleles out and all this stuff. And then we woke up the next morning, and you know, she's like diving naked into the river, and you know, and I'm, you know, get up, and we enjoy the morning, and then we start looking for the keys. And I'm like, you know what? If I find these keys, because if we don't find the keys, we the nearest post office is, you know, 14 miles, and it's like this big, you know, in the middle of nowhere. And it's so there's just really – it's going to be a giant, giant, giant hassle to get out of here if we don't find the keys. So – and there could be anywhere. So I'm like, if we find the keys, we're just going to keep going to Oregon. Let's just keep going. So I'm like looking, I look, like me, like maybe 2 hours of just like literally just walking, just at a snail's pace, just looking at everything. Finally, they were this close to falling into the water. They landed like and were hanging on for clinging for dear life.
Whoa!
And they were like, and so I was like, we're going to Oregon. And I grabbed the keys. We packed up all our stuff and like kept the train rolling.
Wow.
And then it just, we ended up meeting this, at the end of our trip, we ended up meeting this guy at some bar, this old guy, and he's like, hey, you want to, you know, if you're looking for a place to stay, I got some land, you can camp on my property, you know. And I'm like, okay, weird guy at the bar, you know. And so I asked the bartender, I was like, hey, you know, do you know this cat? And he's like, oh yeah, he's you know, the girl was like, and it was a girl too, so I was a little more trustworthy. And he goes, yeah, he's a regular, he's here all the time. And I was like, oh, because he invited us to go hang out at his place. She's like, oh, my God, go. He invited you? Go check it out. You're going to have a blast. And I was like, okay. So we ended up going to this guy's place. We were supposed to set up camp. He had, like, acres and acres of land. Deer coming, running around and everything. He had this huge shop. He was a sculptor, so he sculpted these giant statues and all this crazy stuff. And we ended up just staying up all night. Next day we wake up, we ended up just staying in a guest room that he had for us, thankfully. And then the next day we wake up, he's got, I mean, it's just a smorgasbord of every breakfast item, from quiche to waffles to eggs to this. And I mean, everything you could imagine, pancakes, like all this stuff, every accoutrement you could. We walked out, we were like, what? And it just for us, like, this is, he was just this like old man, who was like lonely old man that just like,
oh, that's so,
I was like,
cool.
Oh, cool, I have friends to hang out with this weekend. And like, he just treated us like crazy. And then we ended up just going back home, and it was a crazy trip back home. But yeah, it was supposed to be just Friday night and come home Saturday, and it ended up being just 17 days of.
That's what happens when you take ukuleles on a road trip. You just don't know what's going to happen.
Ukuleles, mushrooms. And,
wow.
You know, I mean, this show is called Date Fails, but that is like the opposite of a date fail.
That's
that
the perfect. That's like what
that's
I want.
That's a date success.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to hear a real quick date fail that actually is true that happened to me?
Totally.
We got to bring our guys in. We got to wrap this thing up. But yeah. I'll tell you something real quick. I had a date one time with this girl, and it was a girl I'd been dating for a long time, and I was driving across the middle of America, and so I bought her a ring at this shop. It was a promise ring. Remember when people were doing that? Promise rings? Jonas Brothers days? Remember that? So I bought a promise ring, and I gave her the promise ring in a hotel room. I got a hotel room for me and this girl, and it was like romantic. It was prom type thing. I gave her the promise ring, and then we stayed up all night loving on each other, right? And we woke up the next. That sounds really gross.
Yeah, it sounds really gross.
Making
I got
sweet,
uncomfortable.
Made sweet, sweet love. And then we woke up the next morning, and her finger had turned green. And that, by the way, is one of the worst date fails I've ever had. And she took the ring off.
But you got
and,
you laid. Know, that's you, not
yeah,
a
I got
one.
It's not that big a deal for you. But she pulled the ring off, and you know what she did with it? She threw it in my face.
Great.
She threw it at my head.
And then you
head.
Gave it to the next girl that you got laid off of, and then the next girl that you got, and it kept
and
turning
again.
Their fingers
the power
green.
Of the ring.
Power
that's
of the green turning
that's
ring.
Lantern ring. It's a green lantern.
Yeah, that's green. Yeah. It's green something. Guys, this has been, you know, this has really been absolutely incredible. Drake, why don't you tell them where they can find you?
On the internet.
Media.
Not like where I'm going after this.
Yeah. Where
I'll be at the Starbucks on Sepulveda. Facebook, you know, Drake, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff.
And where can they see you perform? Because I know you perform a lot.
I'm doing a tour starting at the end of September. There should be dates posted pretty soon. All over the East Coast for we'll be going doing a bunch of high schools and stuff like
if
that.
If you haven't heard Drake perform, it's outrageous. The guy is incredible.
Thanks, an incredible musician,
great singer, and just
and
really
very
fantastic.
Cool guy. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for talking to us.
You're great.
You're the best.
Guys, this has been Dave Fales. Tune in every Friday. We love you.
Peace.
But shoot on, so get out, get out, get out, get out, 'cause I'm breaking and my soul is shaking.